To the last day of the week here, we'll finish about Machlokas, about the Shivas and Amiluim. If, as we saw during the 7 days that Moshe was putting up and taking down the Mishkan, it had the din of a Mishkan, or if it only had the status of a Bama, of a large communal Mizbeach. So the Kiyor has a minimum capacity. The Kiyor has to have at least enough water for four Kohanim to wash from. Later on, the Gemara and Yuma tells us that they built a bigger one. It had 10 spouts, so obviously it was very large. But the question is, what's the source that it had to have water for four Kohanim? So the Rambam brings a pasuk in Kisisa that it says, Aaron Uvanov, that Aaron and his sons had to wash from that. And Pinchas, Elazar, Isamar, and Pinchas were Aaron's sons. So that is four Kohanim. So that's very strange, the source of the Rambam, because when you say Ubanov, his sons, normally the minimum of plural is two. And the Gemara uses that principle all the time, Tefasta, Merubah, Lo Tefasta, that like for the walls of a sukkah, anything that's plural means two, unless you know exactly how much it is otherwise. So it's very strange that he adds Pinchas, plus the whole status of Pinchas. Pinchas probably didn't become a Kohen till later. Plus, at this time, not even Avihu were alive. It's really strange why the Rambam brings such a source. Now, the Rashi in Zvachim brings a source from Pekudei, from this week's parasha, and he says that that there's a pasuk in this week's parasha that Moshe v'Yaron Ubanav. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'Yaron Ubanav. So Moshe is one, Aaron is one, and Banav, plural, the minimum is two. So that's what Rashi says in Zvachim. So that makes a lot more sense. Why does Rambam give such a strange pasuk, but in a very stranger explanation? So we could explain that Rashi, Lishitaso, as we've been explaining the whole week, that Rashi holds during the 70 May days of the consecrating the Kohanim, the Mishkan had the status of a Mishkan. So the fact that Moshe was acting as a Kohen Gadol and had to wash from it, we can learn from that to later, the time of the Mishkan and the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam, it's possible, could argue on that and hold that it only had the status of a Bama Gedola. It only had the status of a big communal Mizbeach. So you couldn't learn from the fact that that Moshe, who served at that Bama, needed to wash. You couldn't learn from there for all time that the Kohen who went into to the Beis HaMikdash needed that the Kiyor needed to have that much water. So this Machlokas about the 7 days of Miluim, if it actually had the status of Mishkan yet until the eighth day or not, is something that that's manifests itself in many machlokes and many arguments related to this stuff.